Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just achieved a major milestone in the field of quantum communication with the successful demonstration of a 1,000-kilometer secure quantum communication network using quantum key distribution technology, one of the longest QKD deployments globally. This achievement is significant because it marks a major step forward in India's national quantum mission, which was approved by the Union Cabinet in April 2023 with an outlay of 6,003 crore over 8 years. The 1,000-kilometer milestone is a midpoint toward the 2,000-kilometer national QKD backbone targeted by 2031. The network was developed by QNU Labs, a Bangalore-based company, using quantum key distribution technology that utilizes photons to create a secure communication channel. This technology is crucial because any eavesdropping on the channel would disturb the photon's quantum state, making it immediately detectable. The National Quantum Mission has 4 thematic hubs located at IISc Bengaluru, IIT Bombay, IIT Madras, and IIT Delhi, which will drive the development of quantum technology in India. The mission aims to create a 2,000-kilometer QKD backbone and launch a manned quantum satellite by 2031. This is a critical step in India's quest to become a leader in quantum technology, and it has significant implications for the country's defense and security capabilities. Now, let us turn to the recent assembly elections that concluded in Assam, Kerala, and Puducherry. Voting concluded for the legislative assembly elections in these states on 9 April 2026, with voter turnout reaching historic highs. The results are expected on 4 May 2026. In Assam, the voter turnout was 85.70%, with the BJP-NDA alliance pitted against the Congress-led alliance. In Kerala, the voter turnout was 78.25%, with the LDF facing off against the UDF. In Puducherry, the voter turnout was 89.87%, with the NDBJP alliance competing against the Congress-DMK alliance. It is worth noting that Puducherry is a union territory with a legislature, and it is governed by Article 239 of the Constitution. The Lieutenant Governor is the head of the union territory. Assam's Chief Minister, Himanta Biswa Sarma, is leading the NDA alliance in the state. In Kerala, the LDF and UDF have historically alternated in power. Article 239A is applicable to Puducherry, unlike Delhi, which is governed by Article 239A, and Jammu and Kashmir, which is governed by Article 239A after the abrogation of Article 370. Now, let us look at the 16th Finance Commission's award period, which commenced on 1st April 2026. The Commission has allocated 4.35 lakh crore to rural local bodies over the next 5 years, with 90% of the allocation going to Gram Panchayats and 10% going to Block and District Panchayats. The peak year for allocation will be 2032-31. With 1,13,558 crore allocated to rural local bodies. The 15th Finance Commission had released 2,82,632 crore to Panchayati Raj institutions, which is 94.94% of the recommended amount. The Finance Commission is constituted under Article 280 of the Constitution, and it is responsible for reviewing the financial position of the Union and the states. The 16th Finance Commission is chaired by Dr. Arvind Panagaria, and its award period will run from 2026-27 to 2032-31. The Commission's allocation to rural local bodies is significant because it will help to strengthen the grassroots level of governance in India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Quantum Mission was approved in April 2023 with an outlay of 6,003 crore. The mission has 4 thematic hubs located at IISc Bengaluru, IIT Bombay, IIT Madras, and IIT Delhi. The 1,000-kilometer QKD network is a major milestone in the mission, and it will help to create a secure communication channel for sensitive information. The QKD principle is based on the idea that any eavesdropping on the channel would disturb the photon's quantum state, making it immediately detectable. Moving on to the assembly elections, the voter turnout in Assam was 85.70%, in Kerala it was 78.25%, and in Puducherry it was 89.87%. The results are expected on 4th May 2026. The 16th Finance Commission has allocated 4.35 lakh crore to rural local bodies over the next 5 years. The Commission's award period commenced on 1st April 2026 and it will run until 2030-31. Now, let us turn to the recent developments in Odisha, where tribal villagers clashed with police over Vedant Limited's proposed Sijimali bauxite mine. The TRNBILS have alleged that the Gram Sabha approvals for the mine were fraudulent, echoing the landmark Niyamgiri precedent of 2013. The Sijimali Hills are located in the Raigra and Kalahandi districts of Odisha, and they have high-grade bauxite reserves of 311 million tons. The mine is expected to cover an area of 1,500 hectares. The PESA Act of 1996 mandates that Gram Sabha consent is required for mining in scheduled areas. The Forest Rights Act of 2006 requires recognition of community forest rights. The Niyamgiri judgment of 2013 held that Gram Sabhas of the Dongria Kon tribe must decide on the mining project, and they rejected Vedant's proposal. The LAR Act of 2013 requires social impact assessment and consent for land acquisition. Now, let us look at the recent cabinet approval for the fertilizer subsidy for the Kharif season 2026. The cabinet has approved a total subsidy of 41,533.81 crore for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers, which is 4,317 crore higher than the subsidy for the Kharif season 2025. The subsidy will be effective from 1st April 2026 to 30th September 2026. The ammonium phosphate, DAP, bag will continue to be subsidized at 1,350 per bag. The nutrient-based subsidy, NBS, scheme was launched in 2010 for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Urea is not covered under the NBS scheme and it is subsidized under a separate flat rate subsidy. The market-linked pricing of P and K fertilizers allows the government to pay a fixed subsidy per kilogram of nutrient. DAP is a key fertilizer for paddy, maize, and pulses, and it is widely used in the Kharif season. Now, let us turn to the recent military exercises conducted by India. Exercise Cyclone 4 is a joint special forces drill with Egypt, which was conducted from April 9 to 17. Exercise Brahmastra is a live-fire exercise that was conducted at the Pokhran Field Firing Range in Rajasthan. The Apache R-64E helicopter was showcased during the exercise, and it is a key component of India's defense capabilities. The Apache R-64E is a multi-role attack helicopter that is equipped with AGM-114 Hellfire missiles, a 30mm M230 chain gun, and Hydra rockets. It is nicknamed the Tank in the Air due to its anti-armor capabilities. The helicopter was inducted into the Indian Air Force in 2019-20 and it has been used in various military exercises. Now, let us look at the recent nomination of Harivansh Narayan Singh to the Rajya Sabha. The President has nominated Singh, a veteran journalist and parliamentarian, to the Rajya Sabha through a gazette notification. The nomination is based on Article 81A of the Constitution, which allows the President to nominate 12 members to the Rajya Sabha with expertise in literature, science, art, and social service. The Rajya Sabha has a strength of 245 members, with 233 elected members and 12 nominated members. the nominated members are not elected, and they do not have the right to vote in the presidential election. However, they can participate in the proceedings of the Rajya Sabha and vote in the vice presidential elections. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Quantum Mission was approved in April 2023 with an outlay of 6,003 crore. The 1,000-kilometer QKD network is a major milestone in the mission. The 16th Finance Commission has allocated 4.35 lakh crore to rural local bodies over the next 5 years. The Cabinet has approved a total subsidy of 41,533.81 crore for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for the Kharif season 2026. The Sijimali bauxite reserves are estimated to be 311 million tons, and the mine is expected to cover an area of 1,500 hectares. The PESA Act of 1996 and the Forest Rights Act of 2006 are key laws that govern mining in scheduled areas. The Apache R-64E helicopter is a multi-role attack helicopter that is equipped with AGM-114 Hellfire missiles, a 30mm M230 chain gun, and Hydra rockets. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The National Quantum Mission, the 16th Finance Commission's allocation to rural local bodies, and the Cabinet's approval for the fertilizer subsidy are all significant developments that have implications for India's defense, governance, and economy. The Sijimali bauxite mining issue highlights the importance of balancing industrial development with environmental and social concerns. The Apache R-64E helicopter is a key component of India's defense capabilities, and it has significant implications for the country's strategic position. In conclusion, these developments have significant implications for India's defense, governance, and economy, and they will be crucial for your UPSC preparation. The National Quantum Mission, the 16th Finance Commission's allocation, and the Cabinet's approval for the fertilizer subsidy are all significant developments that will shape the country's future. The Sijimali bauxite mining issue highlights the importance of balancing industrial development with environmental and social concerns, and it has significant implications for the country's strategic position.